Christ. Hey, what's going on, everyone? I'm Kim Whitley.
And welcome to Two Funny Mamas. And I'm Sherry Shepherd.
You couldn't say, that's what I'm saying. You don't ever follow my lead. I said, hi, I'm Kim Whitley. You could have said, hi, I'm Sherry Shepherd. And welcome to Two Funny Mamas. Okay. You're mad because I didn't say, hey, welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley because you're a control freak.
I actually said that because it's all about Two Funny Mamas. We're not separate. It's not about Kim Whitley or Sherry Shepherd. It's Two Funny Mamas. Always needs to be said right away. So when people are looking at it going, oh, that's Kim Whitley of Two Funny Mamas. So that's why I go, welcome to Two Funny Mamas. Yeah, I'm a control freak.
Yes. I don't even know why we went over and over on that.
Oh my gosh. Hey, everybody. Good. Now we're doing it in the morning. We did. And hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris
Dinsman.
Who? Who's on your show?
Dinman.
Oh my God.
Do I say your name wrong all the
Dinman.
Time?
You don't.
You call him Barry.
Thanks, baby.
Wait, it's Dinman, Chris Dinman?
Yeah, you get it right. It's just occasionally.
Why don't you call Chris Dinsman? That's why I can't never find your name when I want to FaceTime you, because I'd be looking for Dinsman.
That is You're so good. Funny. We've been doing the show how long?
She's known me 3 years.
I know I have. You took me to a flotation, salt flotation place.
Yeah, you did. What's really funny is you have not noticed a couple of things.
I'm not observant. What's going on? Your nose is chapped?
Oh.
Where did you get that? Oh, that's the ring you took from me when I was packing.
It's one of the rings. I have a Ziploc bag of Sherry Shepherd jewelry that I heisted.
I was like, that ring looks familiar.
I was like, that's happening.
That's a beautiful ring, though.
This is a beautiful ring. Look at that.
Big fan. I
she
like
was
that.
Talking this.
I was.
You
was
were going to get rid of it?
Yeah, this was good, boy. You be, whoo.
Kim, I like that you made off with a bag of them, though. That's why we get along so well. Yeah.
That's a gorgeous ring. That's a good stage ring. You know, when you hold the mic. That's why I like it.
Their cocktail is called cocktail jewelry, I think.
Sherry, where'd that come from?
Please, what'd you say, Chris?
Sherry, where'd the ring come from?
You know, a lot of the jewelry and stuff that I gave away was when I was a co-host on The View. And it's been and they gave me a lot. I would receive a lot of jewelry as gifts. And they bought a lot of stuff for me because we were live every day. And I kept it. And I had to it was very hard to let go of a lot of stuff because it was such memories of a lifestyle that I had when I lived in New York. You know, when you're on The View, you make a lot of money.
I'm trying to get you back on there. For several reasons, I need some jewelry. I need you to get a whole lot of money.
I don't want
to. Now that we tight, like we was tight before, but let me tell you something. I would have been one flying out there instead of the mother heifers. I'd have been like, there's my friend Kim in the audience. I'd have been like, hey, what's going on?
You when I was on there to see me.
No, I
can't. You never did. Sheila E. came and Tina Marie came. Like a lot of people.
I was working. You know, I was always working. That's the same thing Lisa Ray said. I never came in.
You were on that veterinary show.
Oh,
the animals. Because I remember I saw you in Times Square on the billboard. I was so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what it is? I am a mini hoarder. Like, not nasty hoarder. I have a lot of stuff from when I was on The View, a lifestyle that I had. I got to live a dream. Being on The View, you know, you would go places and it could be crowded and they would go, that's Sherry Shepherd. And they would give you a private room in the restaurant. So anybody that came to see me, Niecy or anybody, when I walked into like a Capitol Grill, they had the upstairs only for me.
Wow.
You know, it's that.
No wonder your head got big.
It did get big. I mean, but when you were with Barbara Walters, you walked in with Barbara Walters and
the world opened
laid
up.
Itself at your feet. Donald Trump, this is before when we liked Donald Trump, would have me at his palatial place. He was like, they would roll out the red carpet for you for everything in New York. That's the way you want to go to New York and live. I lived in a penthouse. I lived in three of the Trump buildings in a big penthouse, balcony around. Then I moved to a mansion. So keeping all of this stuff was like these memories for me of a life that I don't, you know, because after I got a divorce, I was broke and that took all my money. And so I couldn't let go of the shoes, of the jewelry, because it was this.
You should have kept the man. Cheaper to keep him.
It would have been cheaper to keep that man. It really would. And so I really had to do some self-examination and go, Sherry, just commit it to memory, the good memories that you have, but you don't need these, a pair of $1,600 sequin pants, to commemorate what a life and memories. So I let it go, and you took it.
I did take it, but I didn't take it at I didn't take it early enough.
You didn't, because I gave a lot of stuff away at my garage sales.
You gave away things that I want. You gave away stuff for the table. You gave away.
I gave away a lot of really good. Because I just said I'm.
And I am one of her BFFs, and I'm a mini hoarder too. So she could have taken it from one hoarder to the next hoarder, and she still would have had.
But that's terrible to give you things so you would.
But I use them. Look at that.
Look at that ring.
One man's trash is another woman's treasure. I didn't call you a man, but you know what I'm saying. One woman's trash is another woman. Is that not? But 30 pounds ago, I wouldn't have been able to fit this. I was
So it came to you at the right time?
No. I stole it at the right time. That's not like right. You was like, ooh.
Can I tell you, I gave away those sequin jeans. I held on to those for so long. They literally were $1,600. I wore them on Watch What Happens Live. It was my first appearance. And I held on to them. And I said, Sherry, you don't even want to be a six anymore.
Who did you give it? Oh, it was a six?
They were size six.
Damn.
And I've held on to them since 2012 or something like that. One leg. They were so tight. Gorgeous. And I gave them away to a girlfriend who's a Trenice from American Idol. And I gave her a pair of Giuseppe Zanotti boots that were new. I gave her a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes because they've been in my closet. Oh. And I said, and it gave me such joy. See, because she didn't steal it, I got joy. It gave me such joy to give those things away because it was like Christmas for her. She was like, oh my God, I've never had a pair of this before. And it made me happy to see somebody else. And she put those jeans on. Yeah. See, had she not, she didn't steal nothing. She put those sequin jeans on and they fit her like a glove. Then she put on a pair of heels. Woo! I said, she's supposed to have that.
All I know is that I'm going to say, we got to stay tight on this time today, Chris, because I have to shoot the red table in a little bit.
We're doing another red paper plates, a knockoff episode.
Huh?
We're doing a knockoff episode, like this thing where we joke and it's like, haha.
There's a big topic. I'm going on the real red table.
Are you driving Sherry over there? Like, what's going on?
They didn't invite me.
No. And I said that, and I was like, it should have been me and Sherry and the guy, but when they came to me, it's like, oh, JB Smooth. And so it was.
We know JB. So it's comics. I mean, this is very exciting. You get to go to the compound.
No.
Oh, they're doing it in the studio?
I'm not going nowhere. It's in Studio B.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You're missing out on the opportunity to sit across from Jada and her mom. And I love that little Willa. And Willa and at the table. It's so much more connection when you're together. What kids don't do this. Nothing.
I am going to be right in Studio B in my guest room. And look how pretty they are.
You're not going to go sit with them at the table?
I will call them and let them know I'll come over next time. This ain't going to be the last time I'm on.
I would go roller skating with Jada's mama. We went to the skating roller skating rink all the time. We would take our lessons together. I love her. I would go. See, for me, when I'm working.
And it should have been us on it. Now you're making me think. I was like, why didn't I?
You should be there. It's different on Zoom. Can I tell you how much
I'm mad that it's not me and you together. That would have been a better show.
I mean, about how much funnier this would be if I were in the room with you two. Like, think about the talent that would just go through the roof if I were in the room with you two. That's what you're getting at, right?
You know, I actually say, Chris, I would agree, because when we met 3 years ago or 6 years ago, we had fun together in the room. I thought, oh, he is really cool. He is so very, very cool. And so I was going to say something real snarky, but then I was
trying to set you two up to bash me. Thank you.
Let me tell you something now with our viewers and listeners. When I get on Chris, people tell me, why are you so mean to him? That's not cool. It's so distasteful. I'm like, what? They have gotten this protective thing over Chris. And I finally
told him, we will bash Chris in his head. What is wrong with y'all?
They said to me, our after dark, they said, Kim, when I see you don't be reading the comments. When I tell you, one lady was like, it is so distasteful. And the way you talked to Chris was not cool. And I said, look here, Chris is fine with it. And if I give you some money, you better get some stuff right.
They don't know that Chris likes a little abuse.
He does.
Not like you know.
You can't.
I can't explain to them. Chris freaking loves it when we kick him in his nuts.
He loves
it. Okay. Now we're just. You said I told you that. I told you that in confidence. You all said that you would keep it to yourselves. This is getting. You know. It just. I thought we
Chris,
had trust.
I'm telling you, I read the comments and I'll respond or I'll put a little heart if I'm too busy. But so many people are like, why y'all treat Chris so bad? Why you treat him so bad?
It makes him hot. It makes him hot.
Especially when you do it. He be wanking out back there. You don't even see him.
You wait till we get to St. Louis and do our podcast live.
Oh, boy.
You wait.
Oh, boy.
We are going to St. Louis on our Two Funny Mamas spring cleaning tour.
Yep.
We'll be in St. Louis the weekend of April 22nd. I don't even know where. Some arena, Kristen. Yeah, got us.
It looks
probably
like a
some
circus.
Hotel.
It literally is.
I tried to explain it to my friends in St. Louis. I sent them the picture. I said, it's a circus top. It was like, where is that?
It's somewhere in a park. But it looks like a circus in the round.
What
I said, where is Chris?
It's called, so it's the Kranzberg Arts Foundation. It's the Kranzberg Arts Foundation.
Kranzberg?
Burger,
Yes. It's a venue called, it's called.
This is white people stuff right here. The black people don't even know what this is.
Of course they do.
Black people ain't coming, Chris.
It's in Grand Center. We're blocks away from the Fox Theater. We're in the city. It's called the Big Top is what it is. And it is a giant circus tent. What's that?
That's what he thinks about us.
He puts us in a Big Top.
It's the safest you could possibly do. They do a wonderful job with contact tracing, with separation. You order ahead of time. Your tickets are going to, we're going to work it out where if you want to opt in for a Two Funny Mamas mask, that can come with your ticket. But everybody has to be masked up. It'll be separated. It could usually hold a couple thousand people, but we're going to be spread out so correctly that we'll have, I don't know, 300-400 people in there safely. Okay. Safely. Okay. So that's what we're doing. We're looking out for everybody.
We're going to promote
that. We'll get Andre to come.
Andre is coming. Y'all remember Andre? Andre will be there. If we could talk David Arnold into coming. He don't do nothing.
Now, he seems a little like he'd be a little out of the budget.
No. He owes me. He got some furniture in my garage. I'm going to say, here go your bill.
You know what? Let me tell you something. David Arnold owes both of us for his career. So we're going to have to pull a favor. Wow. No, David Arnold is great. He's amazing on stage. Our love hate for him is so, so good.
It is.
But literally Kim and David will tell you this. Kim, they went on this He Say, She Say tour for 3 years. And really people didn't know David Arnold. They were buying tickets because of Kim Whitley. And Kim, because, you know, David was great at getting her, helping her get her material and her confidence on stage together. But Kim would only do like 15 minutes and allow David to do the whole hour.
But he delivered. He delivered on the hour, right? He's very funny.
Oh, he delivered. Oh, he gave them a show. But I'm like, Kim, they came to see you. You're not doing, they would do like a Q&A.
Everybody trying to do all that work.
Kim, and one thing about my friend, for the people who are new, who keep going, why are you cutting her off and don't let her lead? Somebody was like, let her lead. I said, Kim, don't want to. It keeps telling me, and I will type that out all in caps. Kim has said verbatim, Joshua is sleeping. Kim has said verbatim, I don't want to do the work. So when y'all go watch
it. I didn't say that, y'all don't believe her.
You's a lie.
No, what I said was, I am the actress that likes to pop into the scene, just like Wanda Page. You ain't got to have me the whole show about you, but you got to pop in and be like, oh, you fish eyed fool, or la, la, la. And then you run out and then you be like, where my check? Where is the check?
Shout out to David. Not that he needs mine or anyone else's approval, but I was talking to a comedian friend who's in New York. Her name's Mia Jackson. Super funny. And I said, David Arnold popped by your show. The best thing a comic can ever do about another comic. This is my favorite. oh, he's funny. Like that's what, like, it's just a quick response. So shout out to David. He got some love from Mia.
So David's career really blossomed because what happened was club owners would see David with Kim. They got excited because of Kim and they booked them. It was all about Kim Whitley. And they would see David and then they would go, no, come back by yourself. We want to book you to headline. So David started developing a following of fans. That's off awesome. Of Kim's back in a good way. He wasn't using her, but he got his.
Funny.
Yeah, no, doesn't it? And then Kim helped produce his special Fat Ballerina which is on Netflix. From that special, now David is in talk. He has sold projects. He's in talks with people about a show about his family. So that is how Kim has helped him. Now me, David and I were on our way to Essence Festival, New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And David was just in a funk place because he was like, Sherry, I want to act. I love writing, but I want to be in front of the camera. I feel like my career has stalled. And I said, David, you got to go back to making the videos. Because he had stopped he wasn't making any videos. And I said, you got to go. I know you're teaching comedy class, but you got to go back to make these videos. Let's reinvent. And we were talking. Janet Jackson was on the plane with her son, Esau, whatever his name. I'm not saying it disrespectfully, but I can't remember his name. And he was having a temper tantrum. And it was like the whole first class was all of Janet's people. And she had toys all in the middle of the aisle. David said, what is this, an effing cornfield? Like, it was toys. And so she kept trying to bounce him to get him to be quiet. And she came past, she recognized me. And so me and Janet were talking. So Dave was like, oh, she ain't gonna say nothing to me. Cause you know, David is such a narcissist.
Yes.
And he thinks that everybody knows who he is.
Yes.
And gets mad when you don't know who he is. So he was mad cause Janet didn't say nothing to him. And I'm like, cause she don't know who you are, David. You're like nobody in her book. And I think I introduced him and she was like, hi. So he made a really funny video detailing his whole experience and how, you know, me and Janet was shooting the breeze and I didn't include him in the conversation. It was so funny. And I posted it. I reposted it. He started getting all these followers. And I wanted to make a video, but I got too tired. I'm like you. Doing the videos made me tired. So he did another one. I would repost it. Kim would repost it. Mm-hmm. Then everybody started reposting these videos to the point we don't have to repost David's videos no more.
No.
Because David got a following because our followers would go over to him. Mm-hmm. And so David will tell you, Sherry was the one that got me over here. He will say it. Mm-hmm. So yes, we should be able to call in a favor with David Narcissistic Arnold. Cause you know, he gonna give us the business. He gonna be like, I don't come and do no stuff.
And
free.
I'm gonna say, if you don't get your little light skin behind on that plane and meet me in St. Louis, when I tell you, I will ruin your career.
But see, for me, he'll be like, I don't leave my house. You want me to go to Big Top in the Round? You want me to do a circus?
Yeah,
I don't leave my house for a check unless it got 6-0, Sherry.
Yeah.
You know, that's how David get. And then I go, David, I'll sleep with you. And he'll be like, then he goes, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, he's real easy.
And I go, is Julie okay with it? I don't care what Julie think. If you're going to sleep with me, I'm coming.
No, he said Julie give him a hall pass. Oh, you know,
so she don't have to deal with
him. He's doing the big birthday.
Oh, so Dave. Oh, we can't say it. I don't want to say it because he's going to be mad at me.
Right.
We're probably going to bring David Arnold.
But this
Arnold
is not going to air until next. Yeah.
So it'll be past because David got on me. It's his wife's 50th birthday, Julie. They've been together for seems like 29 years. And he's throwing a big. Can I say it? Because I don't want David mad at me.
I don't care what David thinks or wants to say. Or anything. Don't nobody care about him and his attitude.
I care. Okay? Put him on speaker.
David, look, we on the podcast.
First of all, you can't call me screaming on 20. I need you to ease into this conversation. God damn.
David Arnold. David. Sherry Shepherd.
David.
Hey, David, it's Chris in St. Louis. It's okay, man.
About yourself, okay?
David, we want to know, did you do the thing yet? Did you do it
yet?
Can
we talk about it?
She lost her why.
David did a surprise.
Wait, David.
Birthday.
Okay, wait a minute. Oh. You got to let David. David, you on the podcast, so don't say nothing like you pulled out your ding ding. So let me. So what happened?
I was about to ask you to if your bras was off.
Before you talk about your birthday, we've told people you will give us some sex. What does Julie feel about that?
Julie is fine with it because she know it ain't gonna last, but a good 13 minutes.
13? Oh, you pushing it, David. 13 minutes?
I'm lying by 10 minutes, but I'm going to do my best.
So wait a minute. So tell us about when was the big birthday surprise?
Last night.
What did you do?
So Julie thought that we were going to a private bed and breakfast because, you know, the climate, everything's shut down. You can't do nothing. So I was like, we can't be out in public. I got this little small space for us to be in where it's just going to be us, you know. So I pack a bag, yada, yada, yada. Packed a bag. You know, we came out here. I actually rented this three-level house in Malibu here on the water. And we have two friends that we don't get to see often, and we haven't seen them because of the climate. A couple lives in North Carolina. One couple lives in Cleveland. We got everybody COVID tested.
Okay.
Right? They flew out. Everybody's quarantined. They were all here when we got here.
Oh,
right. So they're here in the house. The chef, I got a private chef to make dinner for us last night. My assistant Naima helped put everything together. And everybody was in the house hiding. So when we came in the house,
wait, back up. Don't jump to the house. When you pulled up to the house, she was like, "This is a bedroom." Like, okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
She did. I mean, because it's one. You know, these houses in Malibu. If you pull up to them on the street, it looks like on the street, it looks like a two small garages.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
It's very unassuming from the street.
Okay.
So when we pulled up, she was like, she thought it looks like a little small, quaint bed and breakfast from the street. But then when we came, we went through the gate and then we walked into the house. It's massive. And in the house, we got banner. I got a whole bunch of her favorite flowers, cake, you know, I had and Hashim, my boy, he's a videographer. He filmed everything. We caught everything.
And
so she came in and she was like, this is going to be nice. You know what I mean? And then Fred and April and Chris and Dawn came from around the corner and she lost it. Like, she lost it. And I've never seen her respond to it. The last time I've seen her respond to this is like when I asked her to marry me.
Wow. I've
seen this kind of reaction from her. And so
that's a damn shame, but go ahead.
I ain't got nothing. 18 years, nothing. But, you know, she came around the corner, she saw dinner being prepared. We're here in this house, you know what I'm saying? Each couple got their own level because it's a three-level house. Everybody got their own, their rooms and stuff on different levels. It's just dope. She got some great stuff. I showed her the video. Everybody watched the video. We did that after dinner, and it was, you guys were hilarious. It was so great. Y'all were hilarious. She was screaming and crying and laughing. I got people from that she went to first grade with to send videos to wish her birthday. It was it was really, really.
Because for the listeners, right. David made a video of everybody in Julie's life when we got to say something to us. We told Julie she should have left David. Her life.
It was hilarious because the last thing I do, Kim is screaming, "Cut the camera off!" And Sherry's like, "No, leave David." And then it cuts off. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
Oh God!
It's so.
Are you gonna play it, the video, for people? On social media.
I will play it. Well, he's going to actually get the video and he's going to, you know, Hashim, the videographer, he's going to cut all the stuff into it.
We've been talking about you this whole podcast and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to call him. And then I called you. I'd have been mad you didn't answer the phone because Sherry, you understand, David, Sherry for the last 2 weeks has been trying to say something about this daggone surprise and Julie and the birthday. I've had to punch her in her mouth. So I was like, let's just call him.
It was so
great. You know, did you tell everybody that I called both of y'all to ask y'all if y'all had some Louis Vuitton purse that y'all would use it?
Yeah,
so
no,
we did.
So wait, no, let's tell. So real quick, Everybody, we got all these Louis Vuitton purses from Tom Jordan at one Valentine's Day. Cut to David calls us.
Yes.
And says, do you have any of them Louis Vuitton purses that you not, you know,
that you're not using that I could give to Julie for her birthday?
What?
There's no, don't get caught in an elevator. There's an elevator in this house.
Oh, Lord, now you're being real.
He riding up and down the elevator playing. That's how you know we ain't used to none of this. One of them is in there riding up and down the elevator.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
So, wait.
I wanted to see if y'all would give me one of them purses. And I figured y'all each got 20 purses. I'm like, there's no way they can carry all this shit. There's no way. Somebody, there got to be one of these persons sitting around not doing nothing. Both of y'all said the same thing to me. Why you don't get her her own new, brand new purse? And I said, God damn. So I broke down and I got her a Louis Vuitton and I got her a Chanel purse. I put the Chanel purse inside the Louis Vuitton.
Yes! Oh!
So tell us, when you gave it to her, what happened? What happened?
She opened up the purse and said, now this is what you got. You know my wife, she's not materialistic. So this is the third time I bought Julie a Louis Vuitton purse. She didn't return the other ones twice.
Oh, my God.
Because she's like, we could use this money for our kids' college.
Oh, said, my Julie, gosh.
You're going to carry this goddamn purse. I can't see you walking around. No, I need you to look successful.
That is true. That is true.
So she, this time she got it. She was like, I love it. You know, because now she's convinced that she needs and she deserves to have it. So she got it. And I said, well, look in the purse. She opens the purse up. And inside the Louis Vuitton is a Chanel, a little small Chanel, like fanny pack that she's been wanting for years.
Oh.
So I bought it. Yeah, she didn't see it when she first opened it. I had to tell her to go back in. She opened that up. Then she opened up the Chanel fanny pack. And I got her, I had her diamond ring, a jeweler make a diamond ring and surrounded with diamonds for her birthstone.
David.
With a pink diamond.
So wait, back up. See, I hate when men tell the story so fast. So she opened the Louis Vuitton purse. Then she opened up that, and that had the Chanel bag. And then in the Chanel bag, it was a diamond
Chanel
ring.
Chanel bag was the diamond ring.
I'm about to come over to your house and give you some.
I want to give you some. How long would it take us to get the same thing?
Yeah, how long would it take us to get that?
Well, we've been together 17 years, so.
No.
Both of y'all. Did you say no?
No, I just.
We ain't got that long, David.
No, it ain't even that long. I can't be with David 17 minutes.
Not even an hour and 7 minutes.
No. No. So you know what? That's fantastic. I'll buy
my
own shit.
So we love you. We love you, and we want you to get back to your guests. You're so amazing. We wanted to ask you, will you go on the road with us the weekend of April 22nd to St. Louis? We don't have any money to pay you.
No, you're going. Don't ask him. April 22nd.
What is it?
April 22nd, Kim and I are going on our Two Funny Mamas spring cleaning tour. We're kicking it off in St. Louis. Would you go and open for
don't
us?
Don't ask him.
Yeah, I'll go out there with y'all.
What? Oh, she gave him some last night.
She gave him some. Good,
No. Don't worry about what Julie's giving me. Worry about what you two have to do, okay? So go on and get your little stretches in. I'm going to get Julie to sign this, what is it called?
The hall pass. The hall pass.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to give me this gift. And I'm going to go out there and open up for you whatever you need.
Well, you know Kim got bad knees. She's atrophying.
Don't worry about it. I got a medical bed.
And you know me, I get crabby, David. I can't go long.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to, man. It would be great to see y'all do your thing. I would love to be a part of it.
Oh, okay. We got that on tape.
We got it on tape.
I'm proud of you. I think that what y'all doing is dope. And I love you both dearly. And I would do anything for you.
All right. Say hi to Chris. Chris is on the phone.
Say hi to Chris.
Hey, what up, Chris?
Good to talk to you, David. Thanks for setting unrealistic standards. And also, Kim, you're going to be real busy in St. Louis. This is going to get awkward.
I got this, Chris. Because both of y'all ain't but about 5 minutes each, so I'm good.
This is too much.
We love you, David.
We love you, David.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you. Bye, honey. Make sure y'all check out Fat Ballerina on Netflix.
And this is.
Oh, man. Yeah, you better watch it a bunch after all that stuff he bought her. My gosh.
You know, first of all, when I got the text, when David texted me and said, do you have any Louis Vuitton bags that I could give Julie for her birthday? I was like, literally in word? Really? Why?
No, it was ridiculous. We both were like,
I was like,
ridiculous.
You're going to give her a used Louis Vuitton bag? And he was like, yeah, well, you ain't using it. You ain't using it. I said, that's not the point, David. Go out and buy her one. You got a special on Netflix. You making it.
Two, three shows he's writing on. He's ridiculous.
You done did a Jack in the Box commercial. They didn't endorse you on Instagram. If you don't go and buy her a purse. And I said, David, if you go and buy her a purse, I'm going to give you something. That's how the text
That's how I got it. That's how
I said,
I will give you something.
He said, I'm going to buy it right now.
He sure did.
You always got to promise David something. That usually works. He like a puppy.
Yeah. He don't care.
But he said, so we're doing our spring cleaning tour and we're kicking it off in St. Louis the weekend of April 22nd. Chris will be there. Andre will be there. David Arnold will be there.
We're going to have a good time.
I thought Andre had to be in Vegas. I didn't know David Arnold was coming.
No, he was coming.
This is hilarious.
People know this is a huge deal. Us going on the road together.
They know, screw around and find a vaccine that, to make things normal by April. Jeez, we'll have to move it to the Bush Stadium.
We ain't doing no vaccine, Chris. No. You do the vaccine first.
Yeah,
then we want to see if you grow a third leg, and then I'll think about it.
Yeah, I don't. That's the trick
because speaking of vaccines, it's so many. Like when I took you to your eye doctor, mm-hmm. your ophthalmologist was saying get the vaccine.
He sure was.
He was like, get the vaccine. And I'm going, for us as Black people, Tuskegee.
That's the Tuskegee experiment.
Do you know about the Tuskegee experiment?
I certainly do, Chris. It's a terrible thing.
The government put out an ad for all of these Black, was it just Black men? It was Black men, right?
Yep.
Primarily, yeah.
They promised them health insurance yep. and money and all of this stuff. And they injected them with syphilis. And, you know, men went blind. They went crazy. And that was the government. They went home and gave it to their wives. And so, you know, we just have a distrust. And, you know, and it's so funny. And I know that we're trying to get rid of this COVID. But that vaccine, when you start saying the government, somebody, do you know that they also, the government was trying to get people to take DDT? They did ads for that, for women to take DDT for smoking, how smoking was good for you, like government ads. And so we just have a distrust of government. So I'm not opposed to taking a vaccine. Because you remember being in school, they give you the shot and then give you a sugar cube? Do you remember that?
They gave you a sugar cube?
It was like the polio vaccine. You got it at school. And they would give you a sugar cube. You never got that, Chris, in your school? Yeah.
Maybe they did, and I just don't remember it. I don't remember sugar cube.
We all lined up, and we got this. I think it was the polio vaccine, and we got a sugar cube. But I'm not opposed to vaccines. I just want to see, you know, because they keep saying old people are the biggest group they want to give it to first. And that makes me go, And then they keep advertising because they say they need more minorities. They need more Black people. And I'm like, So what I want to see is them test the vaccine on rich white people. I want to see a bunch of white people get the vaccine and see what happens.
I'm trying to show
if you don't get a third up. Testicle, then...
Where is
now, what do you think about Obama saying he would potentially take it on TV?
Then you take it. Go, Obama. Take it.
Look what Lisa Holly sent me. It says, I feel fine. The vaccine didn't even hurt.
Exactly.
I got a cousin that looks like that.
Oh, yeah. She didn't take the vaccine next year.
You're looking crazy.
If Obama wants to take it, that's fine. I want to see Obama take it. But for me and my household, and I don't care what you say, I'm going to wait and see. However, Kim, I think that the government is going to make it a mandate that you're
that's
not going
to be. Horrible.
That's the thing.
I don't think America is going to allow that, though. We are we got our rights. You can't make us do nothing. No, there will be an uproar.
Okay.
I don't think that.
Because I'm like, how are they going to say, well, your child can't go to school if they don't get this vaccine? You know, if you don't.
He ain't been going to school. What's the difference? They can't say that.
I told Jeffrey yesterday, if you come up absent one more time,
how you absent in this bedroom?
How you absent and you? If you come up absent one more time and fail gym class one more time, I swear. You see this fist right here?
Oh my God.
You see this fist? In that bed, and now he closing the bedroom door. So I can't, because I do Dish Nation in the morning, and I'm always, and that's how. So
can I ask you something that's going to be weird, and please forgive me. When can I see Dish Nation? I've been trying to watch you.
Why do you need to?
Because I'd like to see your performance level. Is it live?
Well, we do it, and then they edit it, and they have it out the same day.
When does it come on in LA?
I don't know. I don't.
You're watching yourself. Oh my God! You don't want to see yourself. I can't stand watching myself.
I do not like watching myself at all. John Murray, our friend, says no. You, it's like homework. You need to watch yourself.
Yeah, I know. You
to see the things you do, but it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
I watch the podcast though.
You do. I was gonna say. I watch the podcast.
It's like you definitely watch the podcast.
Kim has never seen an episode of our podcast.
Y'all don't believe her. I watch this podcast as I go to sleep at night and I cuddle with it.
No, you don't. Kim, and I tell Kim, you know, and it's not a bad thing. She just doesn't have the, she can't stay connected that long. She gets so distracted. So an hour, two, and you saying 2 hours. And I will call Kim in the middle of the night and go, Kim, you are so funny. If you could just get yourself together to focus for an hour and 40 minutes, you will laugh your butt off at how good you are. That's why I didn't want to do the podcast with anybody else but you, because you're so good at what you do. You are funny. And Kim's like, okay. And go right back. She's never seen an episode. So I literally look at the podcast. And I laugh out loud at what you do, Kim. It brings me joy. I look at it when Caroline Ray was on there, Miguel Nunez. Oh, yeah. Then I'm more critical.
Yes.
But then I get irritated because I'm like, this heifer will not sit still in her chair. She looking around. She did it.
She texting.
And you know what? It don't irritate me as much when I'm sitting next to you. Like, I don't get irritated with Kim. When I'm in my house and we're doing the podcast, and I'm looking at her phone, and she puts her feet in the camera, peeling her toenails.
I was just about to put my feet in the camera now, but they're not dirty enough to show.
I be getting so mad at you. But when I'm sitting next to you, I don't get upset. It don't bother me. I'm like, do what you want to do. I don't care.
See, that's fine. What else was on here? Because just want you to know, people want us to have a long podcast. We're not having a long podcast today because I got to get ready for Jada.
So, yes, you have to for the Smiths. And I really wish you were there with them. You just have a connection with Jada that you wouldn't on Zoom. But that neither here nor there.
But I'm going to tell
people
you,
need an update.
And you.
No, don't. You ain't got to book me. I'm good.
Because you don't want to be booked.
Because I don't want to be booked. Because I got to do hair, makeup, and all of that. We got to do an update on your Christmas tree.
Oh,
so
yes.
I was looking.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Chris, well, we'll talk about that later, but because he can cut this out. Can you?
My favorite part, other than just how funny things are, is everything, like the amount of times that you could go back and see final episodes that say, oh, this can get cut out. And then 3 minutes later, we're like, just leave it in. Let's be honest.
Right, you're right. But I was saying, can you put a picture of David Arnold while he's talking? I'm sure you will. But maybe in the corner or something. You know how they'd be like on the phone with.
Right.
I just want to make sure it's professional.
And that's one of the ones that I want as a trailer. That one is a teaser, us talking to David Arnold.
We are on the same page for sure.
Okay. It's all written down on my notes. I got the connection. Thank you.
The tree. Yes. Sorry. Go ahead. Your tree.
Do we do promote the black business first and then the tree, or the tree and promote the black business?
You know what? You know what goes great under a beautiful tree? Wonderful hoodies from a black owned business.
There you go.
Boy. Let's check it out. Show them off, babies.
This is called Afro Unicorn.
I'm taller than you.
You are taller.
No.
That's hilarious.
Sit down, because you can't even see the unicorn.
Well, actually, you couldn't even see one of them, or the unicorn.
Okay, it's called Afro Unicorn. And this is a business. Gosh, I don't even have my paperwork.
That's all right. We have it. This is a female black business. She was tired of seeing unicorns that didn't represent
her,
and she wanted it to be magical. And these are
and she wanted to show brown women that they are strong, powerful, and unique. Mm-hmm. And so she came out with Afro Unicorn. And we, again, this is Afro Unicorn, and we'll put her website up. And she's a darling little sweetheart. She's sent me stuff over the years, and it was always too small. And I would go, I know I look small on my Instagram, but I'm quite big. And so she sent these sweatshirts for us to wear, and she gave us coffee cups and an apron mm-hmm. to cook. So I wasn't prepared, but please support Afro Unicorns. It's
an Afro. Chris can read it.
We got it. We got it all popped up on the screen, and it's Afro Unicorn _ official on Instagram. You can give them a follow. You can buy all the products from the website right there on Instagram.
Thank you. And what's our website?
That is afrounicorns.com. And we will have that. And so, it's right there. And I do want to say,
he was talking.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Could you repeat it, Chris? I'm sorry.
We're going to have all this. By the time it makes it to air, it'll be all over the screen. And it's afrounicorns.com. Check it out.
And he's stopped. Okay.
Sherry, you know what I used to do when I would interrupt people on the radio when I first started interrupting people? Because it was so bad. Because you get so excited to talk to these people and you're so excited to jump in on their fun stories and be like, I know what that is. You know what I started doing? And this is not you, because Kim just likes to give you trouble. This is your show. That I started, and it was radio, there's no video. I started physically putting my big ass hand over my mouth and laying my face down so I would be forced to listen. I had to physically cover my mouth to not interrupt people. It was a problem with me.
See, I need to do something like that. I can't do that visually, but I got to find a way. Are you asleep?
No, I was thinking of Chris covering his mouth and putting his head down. Hey, okay, huh?
I even have that, to laugh.
That costs extra.
That's sextra. Sextra. You know, you got two lonely ladies when that's all we talk about. Andre gets on us all the time. Yeah. He trains us in the morning, and we always talk about sex while we're like lifting weights or boxing with him. All we talk about is sex all the time. He goes, is there nothing else you guys can talk about? And we keep talking about sex. And we are graphic too. Yeah, you ain't seen nothing, Chris.
You don't catch a lawsuit.
Yeah, and you know, let me tell you something. So Andre is training us, and Kim can't get up. So she's like, You gotta get me up. So he pulls her up, and she slams into the back of the front of his penis, and she's resting on it. And he's like, please don't do that. And so Kim will exercise and move into a space, and he's like, you're moving up on me. Stop. Please, Kim, don't do that.
That's because my body is just a mover.
So she's all in his space. And then he turned around. His back was to us to show us the technique of the move he was showing us. And Kim, like, grabs his butt. This is the thing. It's just, we so lonely.
Sketch idea. All
falling over. And that was the first thing to hold on to was his
butt. His ample butt. So wait. Do we need to do a sketch where it's all the satellite men in your lives? We all get together to decide to unionize and address these issues that you're coming after us with. Is that the sketch? Is that what we need to do?
I'm trying to put together a protest against Sherry and Kim. Sexually, because it wouldn't be me too. We'd have to come up with
something other thing, because this is a
slogan. Yeah, it's getting kind of bad.
It's not fair.
I told my therapist, I said, this is ridiculous. I'm quite content being alone, but I'm lonely. Like, I haven't.
Well, this is what I did last night, which, you know, what I realized as women and as human beings, but I think more as women, is that we need female connection. And you and I together all the time and blah, we have that. But last night, I went over to Cherie Smith's house. And
Will Smith's ex-wife.
Uh-huh, and Simone
L.L.'s wife.
Smith was there. And Bernadette, Sugar Ray Leonard's wife, was there.
Okay.
And Val Chandler, it was her birthday. Mm-hmm. And Chef's, another young lady, it was her birthday. And that was it. And everyone got tested. Twice before they came over. I still had my mask on. I told them, I said, I don't trust y'all. And but
you will not take that damn mask.
I had that mask on, and I sat there with him because I was like, y'all could have caught it at the gas station on the way over here. And they were like, take your mask off, Kim. I was like, because of, you know, the things that we've been through. I was like, no. I said, I have to work. I'm not taking my mask off for some fun. I have got to work next week. I got to make a living.
Yeah, we can't afford to be sick.
Can't afford to be sick. I said,
whole house cards will fall if you and I get sick. We're single people taking care of a household.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. The fun I had with those ladies. And it wasn't like, you know, man, you have fun. But the camaraderie, the gossiping, we was drinking, talking, eating a little bit. I would take my mask off. They was like, take it off, Kim. I was like, nope. And you know what I realized is that I missed that.
Yeah.
We took it for granted.
You take it for granted. Yep. Connection.
Connection.
This is why, see, you like to do stuff on Zoom when you work. For me, I like to go and be in the place with people. Like I did Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, which will be on sometime in January. And I was with Kevin Elan from Saturday Night Live and Man with a Plan and an actress named Rachel Lee Cook. I was with Pat Sajak and Vanna White. And everybody had gotten COVID tested. Everybody was in their masks except the talent. And just to be able to talk to Kevin and talk to Pat and joke around with him, I said, I missed this. And it, you know, was interesting. Rachel Lee Cook, the actress, we were laughing about something because I was encouraging her and she didn't get it, but I got it and won the money. And she ran and hugged me. And then we pulled apart. And I said, oh my gosh, we weren't supposed to do that. And I said, but you know what it is?
Yesterday?
Sherry, I know exactly what you're talking about. I hugged my barber. I gave my barber a half hug. And that was like the first contact I'd had in 8 months.
It's the first contact. Kim, we both got tested for COVID. I've been tested 5 times
in the last 2 days. When did you do the show?
I did the show 2 days ago.
Did you get tested after that?
Yes. A person came to my house yesterday and tested me.
Okay.
Because I'm doing To Tell the Truth with Anthony Anderson.
All right.
So 6 times I've gotten tested in 3 days.
Okay, but you spit on my leg. But go ahead.
I got so, my mucus is gone. I have no more mucus in my nose.
No, the man that just came to my house just now to test me? No,
he got straight boogers.
No, you don't understand. Every test is different. I said,
yeah,
what is
everybody
this test?
Tests different.
This man sat outside. I said, we should have done this on the podcast. He stuck that thing in my nose. He said, I'm going to have to circle it for 15 seconds. It was the longest 15 seconds. I was looking at him. He was looking at me. I was like, I said, it's a little uncomfortable, isn't it?
Everybody has their own technique about the way they test you. Because over here in LA, everything is production in Hollywood. This is why we got to get tested so much. So people, like the one, when I got the false positive, like I said, he only did the rim of my nose. Mm-hmm. The second one, the lady went up so deep and she did it hard. She hurt me. The third one I had, he did it lightly, but he tickled me. Like it tickled. Yes. It was, I was like, I can't take
We've
it because it's tickling.
Tests. I've done them all.
Then, you know how you spit? You gotta cough. Spit, cough because it brings up mucus. You got to go back, swallow, cough.
Then they take that stick and they put it in the back of your throat, like when I was on the show, until you gag. I said, this is all ridiculous.
It's crazy. And do you know, to get mucus to do the nose, blow your nose. Even if nothing comes out, it produces mucus. So just blow.
Oh, I keeps mucus.
I'm not even going to
What is that?
Now, you know, I'm a sniffer. Put the mask on for a few minutes. It produces mucus because I don't know what it is, the carbon monoxide.
That you ingest your own. Isn't it a trip that you are ingesting your own carbon monoxide?
It's bad.
That's the stuff that when you sit in the car and let the car run, will kill you.
Yeah.
So you are in
some halitosis. One of them will take you out.
Like, when we work out, Kim works out with her mask on. I do not. I don't work out with the mask on because we've all been tested.
No mask.
So we open up the door. We're freezing in the garage, but we open up the door because Kim wants the ventilation. But here's the problem, Chris. Can I tell them what you do? I'm not going to tell. That's
what,
not nice.
What
you be doing, your functions, and you be backing up?
I be backing up.
Yeah, well, you go. I got to back up.
Oh, I pass gas a lot because of COVID.
No, we not.
I wasn't a gas passer. Sorry, Chris. Before COVID, I wasn't a gas. But the stress of the COVID and the pandemic has produced gases in my body.
Sure. So we're all under a lot of stress. We deal with it in different ways.
It's not like I'm eating broccoli every day.
Which I do. I eat broccoli every day. But here's the thing. Sheila E. just texted.
Don't be name dropping on the podcast.
saying it because you need to know because it's to both of us.
Okay, but we got to hurry up because I got to go with Jada. Okay,
so let's talk about the update on your Christmas tree and we'll talk about
that name
guests.
Again. And then we're going to put a picture and we got to do a video for Sheila.
And I've got a song for you to hear too. I have a song for you to hear too. So let's see the Christmas tree. What's the update?
So Kim took back this tree. Kim took back the tree, and if you want to see the tree that she took back or listen to it, it's the podcast episode 30.
Oh, well, Chris might be able to put it up. Can you pull it up, Chris?
Yeah, can you put it side by side?
Yeah, we'll find it. Give us just a second.
Okay, so
I thought you'd have been on it. You like, we on the same page. I was like, oh, Chris got this. I'm going to quit micromanaging his ass. So, but look, he didn't even have the other people. How are we going to talk about something we didn't even got to have?
I didn't even.
Chris.
You didn't ask for that.
Micromanaging, but sometimes you got to go in. That's why I ain't got no man. I'm telling you, I let a man be a man until they ain't a man. And then I got to step in and be like, I didn't want to tell you how to put the gas in the car, but since you forgot to put the gas in the car,
now
you tell you how to put the gas in the car.
Kim got it to Home Depot, which I told her to make a commitment. She got it home. It was beautiful, but she thought it was too bright. She thought it looked like a disco ball or something you drop in the middle of Times Square on New Year's Eve. Yeah. She hated it. Took the tree back to Home Depot.
That's probably the makeup artist, damn it.
And she used the tree that her mom gave her. The lights didn't work anymore, so she had new lights put on the tree, and she put colorful balls. Now, I actually like this tree because it looks like she is a 9-year-old, the new tree. It looks like there's a child that lives here. I'm more monochromatic myself. I got a purple tree with gold balls.
Sherry's car is in the driveway. Sorry, but I'm open.
Do you need me to move my car? Well, if I move my car, I'm leaving.
Shut up.
So she likes this tree much better. I like this tree much better. It is her mother's tree, which means a great deal to her. KK's tree that her mother had given to her. She just put new lights on and she put balls. So it's not as bright. It's not as big.
Are you showing the people?
Chris ain't got it up yet.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me make sure this.
She's
that's never been said
since and I tell you, I'm having the best time. I think I think we've hit all of the points that we need to hit so Kim can go back and be with Jada.
Sure. I wanted to play a song from Buddy for you. We'll have to play it again. We'll have to play it another time.
We'll play it a different time. And so this is the tree. This is the first tree that Kim got. And if you could zoom in with one red ball, it has one ball on it at the bottom left. Yeah, look at that one ball. So Kim thought it was too bright. Here it is. Kim's coming, so don't take it off. I thought if you just covered it with balls and tinsel, it wasn't going to be bright. Can you take it back to normal with one ball? Kim took it back. She took that whole tree back. And she now, can you put up the other picture? And she decided to use her mom's tree that was given to her. Mm. It's not as bright. It's got beautiful colored balls. It's not like, here I am, Christmas tree.
It is kind of thin on the sides a little bit.
I told you it was going to be. Like, you actually have a lot of room to put a fuller tree. And once you put the balls on the tree, it was not going to be as bright.
But that was too bright for that room.
Because you didn't have anything
on it. Okay, listeners and viewers, the listeners can. Viewers, let us know which tree you like. Y'all got to understand, one tree is colorful for a 9-year-old, and one tree is for rich people with a big house and off into the veranda.
Okay, well, you don't have all of that.
Belongs but it's a foyer or foyer.
Foyer.
Yes, the foyer.
Foyer. But I like this tree. It's your lifestyle. It's you,
it's
and
comfy.
Joshua. It's very comfortable. I like the other tree better because
you're Hollywood.
I am. Yes, and I like it looks like, but you know,
it looks like, ooh, I got some money. That's what it looks like.
I just like it.
Mine look like, ooh, I'm struggling. And that's what I need people to think. Paycheck to paycheck.
Why do you want people to think? Okay, we got to end this because Kim's makeup artist. That is hysterical. I think that we covered everything. I'm not prepared, so we don't have comments from the listeners and the viewers, but I do read them. And we're thankful for you. We got 36,000 subscribers. And we're so thankful for you. If you could tell your friends and family to subscribe to Two Funny Mamas, the podcast, if you want to listen to it, go type in Two Funny Mamas podcast in your search engine. But otherwise, subscribe to YouTube because you get the visual, which I think is, for me, I think is better. the visual, because we're both actresses. And if you want any of our Two Funny Mamas merchandise, go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas, BYJACK.com/twofunnymamas. And I think that's the order of business.
That is. Thank you. Thank you for Chris. Thank you, everybody. Oh,
you just gotta say bye.
I'm sorry. I was rude.
Yeah. You get out of my square.
Huh?
Okay. No, get out of my square. Just stay in your square.
Okay.
I swear to gosh, I want to.
Thank y'all for. We have a song. Chris got the music. Did he play it?
No, because we're going to do it next week. Okay. You have to go get your makeup done.
I got
to
go get my makeup done. Y'all, thank you for listening to Two Funny Mamas. It's Kim Whitley and I'm Ale.
What?
You what? Heard me.
You what?
I'm Ale. You heard me. Stop looking at my phone.
You're not even supposed to say that. You freaking, we don't say we're Ale. Welcome. I mean, you know what? Goodbye. Love you. Okay, I'm out.
Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas. Two funny mamas.